Hello mates, we are half an hour before kickoff, as the very helpful voice has just told me over the tannoy. I'm just outside the cop, stood next to a couple of police horses to get a lot of attention. They are very beautiful, to be fair. There's a lovely chestnut brown one who a nice old lady is feeding carrots at the moment. Like, she must have brought them specially. She's got a big bag of carrots, and the horses are going mad for them. Slobbering all over the place, these horses, for these carrots. But a few people have come up and asked for pictures and stuff like that. The horses are delighted with these carrots from this couple who were just about to go into the game, and so is everyone else. It's a fairly busy time, obviously, for the game. People wanted to get in, people wanted to make sure the passes work and stuff like that, and hopefully see the Reds win. City have just scored a second, so it was looking possible for a while, but you can't really get your hopes up, can you? Not with Man City, and certainly not with fucking Everton. So yeah, a little bit of a shame that doesn't look like that's going to be anything other than a home win. But hey, we pretty much need that anyway. We just got to do our bit and beat Burnley today. There's a bit of flu in the camp, a bit of flu knocking about the city, and more specifically access, so we've got no Alisson. I think Joe Gomez is out as well, and there was a bit of talk about Nunes, but he's starting, so obviously he's woke up this morning feeling alright. So so it's a strong team, to be fair. It's a strong team. You'd like a bit more from midfield, maybe a bit more of a threat. Looks sort of quite a bit more solid than what you'd like for Burnley at home, I think. But listen, they're all good players. Nice to see Endo back, and then up top, they're all good, aren't they? They're all good players. And Gakpo to come on as well, and Elliott if we need him. So it's a little bit on the bench, not as much as you like, but a little bit. Quanta coming in as well. Obviously, Kanati suspended. So, nice to see him. Good for him as well to play home game, home league game at Anfield. But yeah, lots of people just needs to be quickly getting to the seats. It's not stressful at the moment. They're doing much better at getting people in. Obviously, when they first brought in the NFC pass and stuff like that, you'd see big queues. But generally, people are starting to naturally stagger when they're getting in and stuff like that. About 10 minutes before, you might see a bit of a longer queue. But generally, people get in a bit earlier or later, to be honest with you. So you've kept the beer prices quite low. They did a bit of a thing, I don't know if people realise, a few years ago, where they made a bottle of Carlsberg £3, which is obviously quite cheap in this day and age, and the reason for that was to sort of encourage people to get in. So a few more people do that. Obviously, the pubs around the ground are still busy as well, which is good. But yeah, a few people sort of go in and have a drink now and make sure they're sort of in. And then a few others, normally me, to be honest with you, we'll have one more drink and then nip in at 2 minutes to three when it's normally quiet as well. But everyone's in, and as long as everyone's happy. And yeah, hopefully we all see a Liverpool win today.